Southern California sees record rainfall, state assesses damage. Record rainfall in Southern California January 14 led to flooded streets and mud-covered houses, with emergencies ranging from the rescue of a woman hanging onto a tree in a Laguna Hills creek to houses being crushed by fallen trees in San Diego. The rain began falling again over Los Angeles County late Saturday morning, with more hitting in the late afternoon through evening. Downtown Los Angeles received 1.82 inches of rain, breaking the old record of 1.56 inches set in 1978, according to the National Weather Service. In Orange County, the rain eased off Saturday night until a smaller storm moved in later Sunday afternoon. It continued into the morning of Monday's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Almost all of the state has received 4 to 6 times more rain than average since Christmas, with some areas receiving as much as 30 inches, causing massive flooding. The series of storms has killed at least 19 Californians since late December. Floods. Flooding was reported in the Long Beach Peninsula community at about 2 p.m. Saturday, affecting residences along 67th Place. A little farther to the northwest, all lanes of the 710 freeway were flooded between Anaheim and Willow Streets. In Laguna Hills, a woman was airlifted from a tree above rising water at Aliso Creek near the 24400 block of Christina Court at around 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, according to Orange County Fire Authority. In a video posted on Twitter by the agency, a helicopter lowered a rescuer to the woman, who picked her up and took her to a safe area. As the weather continues to fill up waterways, we strongly urge everyone to stay away from the water, OCFA Captain Ton Nguyen told City News Service. The California Highway Patrol rescued 3 people whose car slid off a rain-slicked road and teetered on the edge of a cliff in the Santa Cruz Mountains earlier on Friday. The occupants of the car were scared for their lives and were in disbelief when they were pulled safely from the car as the vehicle's front end hung precariously over the cliff's edge, the highway patrol said in a statement. "We cannot stress this enough. Please only drive if it's necessary," officials said. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until 3 a.m. January 17 for the Los Angeles County Mountains. Forecasters said for Sunday night through Monday, snow could accumulate 5 to 10 inches above 5,500 feet and 3 to 6 inches at higher points. A high surf advisory was in effect until 10 p.m. Tuesday at Orange County beaches, where huge waves have been seen in the last few days. Landslides and mudslides. The series of storms saturated the Bald Mountains and hillside, where vegetation is still recovering from previous wildfires, causing hundreds of landslides this month. Since New Year's Eve, the California Department of Conservation's landslide mapping team has documented more than 300 slides. Just north of Los Angeles near Ojai, major storms damaged the road into Matalija Canyon, which the Ventura County Sheriff has evacuated over 70 people via duct helicopter. The slides have mostly blocked highways and washed away some sections of roads, making them inoperable. Fortunately, no communities have been majorly harmed as in 2018, when mudslides roared through Montecito, killing 23 people and wiping out 130 homes. The slides closed portions of the Golden State Freeway near Stadium Way. Part of the southbound I-5 from State Route 110 and the southbound I-5 connector to southbound State Route 110 is also closed due to mudslides, according to the California Department of Transportation. Aftermath. New waves of rain brought bad news for crews still working to clean up after last week's storms. A sinkhole that developed on a Calabasas roadway and swallowed 2 vehicles continued growing. The sinkhole on Iverson Road was estimated January 13 to have grown to about 45 feet deep while spanning the entire roadway. The Los Angeles City Council approved $500,000 in emergency funding on Tuesday for its expedited repairs. Another $450,000 was approved for storm repairs to Mulholland Drive between Summit Circle and Beaumont Drive, which remained closed to all non-residents on Sunday. Additionally, the storms knocked down trees, which led to more property damage in both commercial and residential areas. In the Hollywood Hills, a tree collapsed, damaging a home, rupturing a gas line, and downing power lines at 10:15 p.m. Sunday. The home at 3084 North Belden Drive sustained minor damage and no one was hurt. In Woodland Hills, a tree toppled at 8:13 p.m. Saturday in the 23300 block of Mulholland Drive, crushing multiple cars in a parking lot. The rain also created dangerous conditions for hikers. The Montrose Search and Rescue Team, a nonprofit, volunteer rescue group affiliated with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, reported Sunday that there have been numerous slip and fall incidents in the Angeles National Forest in the last few weeks. Some have resulted in fatalities. Some local events also came to a halt due to the storm. Santa Anita Park canceled all scheduled horse races on Saturday and Monday. Los Alamitos Race Course scrubbed all races planned for Saturday night. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass on Friday declared a local state of emergency due to the weather change. California Governor Gavin Newsom and the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors have also declared a state of emergency over the storms earlier this month to speed up the process of disaster relief. Conditions should dry out by January 17, beginning a mostly sunny week, but some Santa Ana winds could develop later in the week. City News Service and the Associated Press contributed to this report.